guys, it's Crystal from Kravis Forever and Champion and Shit Talk on Instagram. Tune in, hang with me, and combine my two favorite things, Kravis and Shit Talk.
I'm back, guys. Did you miss me? Really, the only reason I took a hiatus was because I just wanted to see if anyone cared. I needed some self-reassurance. I needed to fish for some sort of recognition that I was missing. Imagine if I was that, like, narcissistic. That's intense. Truly. Love that you guys reached out and were like, where am I? That makes me feel so good, honestly. So thank you all so much. We are back and we have so much to cover. What a week. What a great couple of weeks for, like, pop culture content and just goings on. You know, like, prior to that, we had, like, some really slow news weeks. And we've had some fun events over the past couple of weeks. The VMAs was the first, like, big event that happened a couple of weeks ago. Kravis was in New York City in attendance. They looked hot. I mean, I will be super, super frank, right? So none of their outfits are super surprising anymore. Nothing is like, oh my God, it's so chic. It's so amazeballs. It's all pretty much, like, the same. So they, you know, Travis wears, like, either the ripped jeans with the cut shirts, or he's got, like, some sort of interesting suit going on, which he had. He had, like, a really sexy suit on, totally studded on the knees and on the shoulders. It was dope. And Courtney's got some sort of, like, black leather going on, which, again, she wore a black leather mini. And she looked hot. Nothing incredible about their wardrobe, but they looked hot as usual. Typical Kravis vibes. So they attended the VMAs. It was amazing. Travis looked like he wanted to eat her for a snack on the red carpet. He was just, like, sauntering towards her. If you guys check out the video on my grid of them on the red carpet, you'll see what I mean. He looks at her like he's just, like, ready to absolutely devour her. It's fucking hot. Okay, so we also had MGK and Megan Fox on the red carpet. They looked adorable. Actually, I don't know if adorable is necessarily the right word for Megan. MGK had on a red sparkly suit, very him. He looked great. And Megan Fox had on this completely sheer dress with just, like, her buns showing. just literally just her vagina and her nipples were covered up. Everything else was on full display. And I mean, she looks amazing. So there's no shame in that whatsoever. That is the style. I mean, she's not the only one to be wearing a sheer dress. She has such a kick-ass body that, honestly, if I were her, I'd probably not wear clothes either. So good for her. She looked incredible. The two couples were super funny at the VMAs. They had everybody stirred. They had everybody talking. Not only did the two ladies introduce their men while they were performing as our future baby daddies, but they also, in the subsequent days to follow, posted bathroom pics of all of them, like, doing the tongue kiss, like the UFC fight tongue kiss. Very hot. The girls posted a picture together. And I say girls, you know, tongue in cheek. Obviously, they're women, they're mothers, they're beautiful. So when I say girls, I don't say that disparagingly. But the gals, I suppose you should say, they're just so darn hot. And they're such, like, this is going to be controversial, but I don't care. This is my genuine opinion. I really, truly feel like Court is just such a great role model for women. She's not a great role model for kids or for teens or for young women, for actual women who are a little bit older, like myself. She's just a great role model. Not even necessarily a role model, but she's just, like, a positive influence, right? She is all about a healthy lifestyle, whether it be diet, workout routines, exercise. She's all about that. And that's so important, especially as we age as women, to get our asses in gear. But she also like eats healthy, which is equally as important when you're up in age. She's all about like healthy sexuality, which, you know, there's a lot of us who have been through sexual trauma, who never quite learned, just due to the era in which we were raised, how to be, you know, positively sexual, how to embrace our sexuality in a positive way and not be a slut, not be a whore, not be, you know, labeled all of these things, but to know it's okay to be super sexual with someone who you're in a healthy relationship with. And so for those, and she's a devoted mother, like, which is what, you know, I know myself, I strive to be. I strive to be a very devoted mother to my children. I want them to look at me and think I am the absolute best mother there ever was. And I feel like she's really checking off all of those boxes. So for like a woman like me, it is such a great like force to kind of be able to watch and see, because it does show like, you know, these things are possible. Granted, she has, you know, a lot of help and our bank accounts look just a tiny bit different. But but it's all attainable. It's all attainable. So, you know, I love seeing her in her element, tongue kissing in the bathroom. I'm fucking here for it. But let's get back to our future baby daddies. Okay, so they are introducing Travis and MGK. Megan says, we'd like to introduce our future baby daddies. What? What do you mean? Future baby daddies. Like, are they already pregnant? And we know this for a fact. Like, someday future baby daddies? Are we just being cute and they ain't your daddies? Like, which one is it? Because I, for one, really need to know. And so if anyone wants to get back to me from Court's camp, or Meg's camp, and just let me know like what the timeline is on the baby daddy thing, I would super appreciate it. I am all here for Crav Daddy. Okay. I'm also all here for not having Crav Daddy, but I kind of need to know, because you know me, I will spiral, I will spin, I will twist and I will turn down that rabbit hole of Kardashian Kravis conspiracy, all with a K. Also on the red carpet at the VMAs, Conor McGregor got into a little tussle with MGK. Okay, so the reports are like very unclear what exactly happened, but the gist of everything that I read indicates that the story went something like this. Conor McGregor went up to MGK and asked for a photo. MGK declined. Conor McGregor, in true Conor McGregor fashion, acted like a giant baby, threw his drink at MGK, who in turn did not back down. The two started screaming. Conor tried to throw a punch, but there were too many people in between them. Security broke the whole thing up. And honestly, the only person I felt bad for was Megan Fox. She came away from it looking very, very rattled. And rightfully so. I mean, these are adults here. These are grown people at an award show. Nothing is that serious where we need to be throwing punches. So I really felt bad for Megan Fox, because she did look super shaken up. It's time for them to just kind of grow the fuck up. That was completely unnecessary. Right after that was the Met Gala. Oh, one more thing to note about VMAs is that Addison Rae was supposed to have been there, sitting right next to Travis and Courtney, and was a no-show. And nobody really knows why. She's also most recently kind of stepped out or declined to perform at iHeartRadio. So not really sure what's going on with Addison Rae. She did, however, attend the Met Ball, which was the next day, the Met Gala, rather. And she looked amazing. She looked so, so cute. And we'll kind of get into Addison Rae at the Met Gala in a little bit. But yeah, so Met Gala, this year's theme was American fashion. And honestly, I feel like nobody really understood the assignment. It was kind of like, it was a kind of a mess. Okay, Kendall Jenner was the queen of the Met Gala. She looked incredible. She was breathtaking. She honestly was breathtaking, channeling Audrey Hepburn. She had a beautiful see-through gown with the crystal, like crystals all over her. Her hair was pulled back. Her makeup was absolutely perfect. She looked regal and she looked incredible. I also thought Gigi Hadid really came to play. She wore head-to-toe Prada. She looked amazing. Very old school glam. And I really enjoy, I always love Anna Wintour's outfits. She looked gorgeous. She was in Oscar de la Renta. I lost my train of thought here, friends. we'll come back around to it. So yeah, she was in Oscar de la Renta, floral number, very, very beautiful. It was, you know, there were a few standout people, but overall, it was not as impressive as years past. And I don't know if it was the theme that really tripped everybody up, or if it was COVID, or if it was, you know, maybe the guest selection wasn't quite right. Oh, Timothée Chalamet looked really great, too, for, you know, guys who were dressed. He looked amazing. Wasn't a huge fan of J-Lo's getup. But yeah, Timothée Chalamet looked great. So again, it was just very underwhelming. It's not that anyone looked, you know, terrible. It was very underwhelming. It was, you know, we look to this day for high fashion. We look to this day for things we haven't seen before. We look to this day for things that take our breath away. And I just don't feel like there was anything that was presented that actually did that for me this year, except for Kendall. Like, and again, Gigi looked amazing. She was very old school glam, but I wouldn't say it necessarily took my breath away. There was, however, you know, the big talk of the night was Kim Kardashian. And not for the reasons that you might think. So Kim Kardashian, obviously very well known for her incredible looks. Last year, she came in a beautiful Mugler dress. She what looked like she had just stepped straight out of the ocean. It was incredible. Probably one of the most gorgeous looks I have ever seen. And I'm sorry, it wasn't last year, it was the year before, because there actually wasn't one last year. But she was incredible. She looked absolutely unbelievable. And so a lot of us were waiting to see, like, what was she going to do to show that look up? How was her outfit going to fit her body? What curves was she going to hug? What was her beat going to look like on that face? It just, we were ready for it. She always brings it. She always shows us. And let me tell you, folks, this woman showed up head to toe, completely covered, not a stitch of skin showing. The only thing that we could see was 27 inches of hair. Other than that, she was covered head to toe in a black t-shirt material. And let me just say, like, it's not that it was the worst look ever, okay? So it was a very jarring look. It was very shocking. It definitely makes you intrigued. It definitely makes you question, what is this about? What's the meaning behind it? Ultimately, she revealed that she was covered head to toe in a t-shirt. What's more American than a t-shirt? The problem with her outfit is not that, you know, this outfit was so terrible. It was that she had worn this outfit so many times before, right? We've seen her in the head to toe Balenciaga, and like the black shiny material at the Donda viewing party. We've seen her in the head to toe when she arrived in New York City in the leather, with just the eye slits open. So we've seen this look before. And so the Met is supposed to be like innovative and new and avant-garde. And she came out with an outfit she'd already been wearing, and so not it was very, again, underwhelming. But I do have to give it to her. She's the queen of marketing. She's the queen of PR. She was talked about nonstop for the entire week. There wasn't a single person who was not talking about Kim Kardashian, whether they loved the look or they hated the look, whether they thought it was boring, whether they thought it was underwhelming, just like myself. I talked about it for a full week. So honestly, the winner of this was Kim. It wasn't me. It wasn't anyone else who was sitting here talking about her outfit. She did exactly what she set out to do. She was still the star of the show. She didn't show a single stitch of skin. We all still knew it was her. We all still couldn't stop talking about her. And so no matter your opinions on her outfit, she literally stole the show. It was also some discussion around why so many TikTokers were at the Met Gala this year. And here's the thing. So I was very much of the mindset that, like, TikTokers don't belong at the Met. You know, Anna Wintour is very selective with her list, and she's always been known for being extremely discerning with who she invites to the Met, because it's not just a popularity contest, right? It's not just who is, you know, who's a celeb and who's on TV. She's always made it very known that it's about fashion. It's high fashion. It's people who have an influence on society. It's not just, you know, every reality star, every you know, actress or actor that comes along. They really do have to have some sort of influence on society. They have to be a game changer, a mold breaker, or someone who's incredibly important or iconic in the fashion industry. And it's one of the things that I personally have always loved about Anna Wintour and about this event. And so this year we had TikTokers and Instagram celebs on the carpet heading to the gala. And there was a lot of outrage. Like, there's a lot of people who have very strong opinions about TikTokers being at the Met. And you know, I tend to somewhat side with that mindset because, again, if we go based on, like, what Anna Wintour has always made this event about, they don't necessarily belong there. You know, like, let's take Addison Rae, for instance. So she's not a fashion icon. She's not influential on society. She is not a mold breaker. She's not a game changer. She's not, like, making a history for women, you know, or at least not in a sense where most people would consider. And so that, to a lot of people, is why, you know, they look at her and they say, okay, this TikToker is at the Met. What business does she have being there? And I was somewhat of that mindset to begin with. However, I started kind of thinking about it, you know, in a couple of different ways, right? So this year's theme was America, you know, basically America, American fashion, you know, Kim taking the idea of a t-shirt, covering her entire body in it. What is more American also than our engagement with social media, right? Like, we are fully absorbed. We can't get enough of it. We're on our phones 24/7. TikTok, you know, is so relevant in today's culture, especially with young people. And Instagram is the same way. And so Instagram sponsored a table. So I believe TikTok did as well. And these are the people they chose to have at the table. And I just thought that was, you know, when I thought about it like that, about how American social media truly is, they sort of fit the theme. Whether Addison Rae is at next year's Met Gala, whether she has a place at the table next year, and whether it makes sense for her to be there, I don't know. But this year, if we look at the theme and we look at it from that lens, then yeah, she definitely has a place there. She's one of the most influential TikTokers out there. Her name is so well known. She represents the American youth. She's a great role model for young women. as far as body positivity and just kind of looking like your authentic self. And I do love that about her. I also tried to think of it too as like this young girl, you know, from Louisiana, pretty much just out here trying to manifest her dreams through a social media website. Imagine the excitement she must have felt when that invitation came through. Imagine the nerves and the jitters she must have had when she walked on that carpet. And so I kind of had this like little cheerleader inside of me, just like very happy to see someone else win. You know, it's one of my favorite things to say is like her win is not your loss. Just clap for her, right? And so if I really try to live by that thought process, then I am so happy for Addison, so happy for everyone who got to go to this event who otherwise might not have. And I think it's important to try to look at things in that way, you know, try to change your view on something that maybe that doesn't come naturally to you, right? So I'm very invested in the old process, but when I think about what she must have felt like, there is a little part of me who's pretty damn excited for her. I also want to talk about Amelia Hamlin. She is living her best life right now. She is in New York Fashion Week. She's heading off to Italy. She's living her best life post Scott. You know, I really am so thankful that she has taken this break from him, whether it be permanent or temporary, right? I just feel like Scott's not in the best headspace, whether it's because he's still not over Courtney or he still hasn't fully adjusted to the idea of Courtney not being available 24/7 to him. He needs to work that out, right? And that makes sense, right? It's not abnormal for someone who has loved someone their whole lives to suddenly loses them to this deep and unwavering love. And now he's just has to deal with it. He just has to get the hell over it. We're all expecting him to move the hell on because he's the one who screwed up. It doesn't change his feelings. And he needs to be alone for a little while. He needs to be the fuck alone and like heal, figure his shit out and move on. Easier said than done, I'm aware, but also not possible when you just like keep jumping into new relationships. So I'm really happy that he's taking his time, but I'm also super happy for Amelia. She's so young. She doesn't need to carry this baggage. And she's doing amazing things. She's off to Fashion Week. She's modeling. She's doing great. So I love to see the post breakup glow. She did just recently dye her eyebrows blonde. They did her dirty with that move, okay? They did her dirty. She's a beautiful girl, dyed her eyebrows blonde. I can't even look at her. I really can't. I'm going to need her to get with someone and put them back. Put them fucking back the way you found them. Because it's not good. It's not a good look. They really did her dirty. Britney Spears also got engaged. So, so happy for Britney. Things seem to be finally starting to come together. I cannot wait to see her get everything that she has deserved all of this time. She seems like just the sweetest, most genuine soul, and I just want nothing but the best for her. Unfortunately, as soon as she got engaged, of course, everyone started with, you know, get a prenup. I wish they would have just let her be happy. She had to deactivate her account so that she could get some time to just celebrate. But yeah, no, she got engaged. It's such a great thing. And I'm so happy for her and Sam and wish them many, many years of happiness. Circling back to, you know, my favorite Kravis, Kim Kardashian was on Ellen this week. Ellen was trying to get the dirt out of Kim about Kravis, you know, just kind of going on and on about why so much PDA and, you know, do they have to be like that all the time? And she was kind of like, almost like fishing for something negative out of Kim, and Kim kept it cool. She was very supportive. She was like, I love them. I love. They are, you know, they're it's really real. And so it was nice to really see her give some validation to this relationship. It was great for her to kind of shut down that whole, they're overdoing it with the PDA live and in color. So it was good to hear her say all the things that, you know, we kind of have been saying, which is like, let this woman live. She is 40 years old. She has finally found the love of her life. I want her to continue feeling like this and celebrating this love like this for years to come. You know, if I waited that long to find someone who truly made me feel like I was the most important person in the world, I would want people to be happy for me, and I would want to be celebrating it every single second of the day. So good for her. I hope they continue to like lick each other's tongues and make out and suck lips and all that all over the world in the middle of Italy. It doesn't even matter to me. I'm all about the Kravis PDA. Also today, what a day. My morning started with a Skims photo shoot of Meg and Court like all over each other. Literally the hottest Skims photo shoot, the most interesting Skims photo shoot to look at ever. They looked incredible. Their bodies are sick. Their hair looks the same. It's long and black. And they're like, and in one of the photos, they're like, they're holding each other's bodies, almost kissing. The only thing they have in between them is like this apple that's separating them. And they're just like full on Garden of Eden, like Adam and Eve vibes. It's so sexual and I love it. This is the friendship we did not know that we freaking needed. But now we certainly cannot live without. So I'm here for like the Keegan or the Dash Fox friendship. I want all of it. That is it, folks. I'm so excited to see what happens this week. I just feel like we're going to see some more action, right? It's award show season, and I really, truly think that they're going to start filming soon. I know that there's some events coming up that Kravis is going to be at, so stay tuned. I'm going to keep covering all of the celeb news, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you.